Okay, here's what we're doing, okay? We are... Well, I say we. I'm so used to saying we because of Hate Radio. Look, for all intents and purposes, this is still Hate Radio. But here's what's going on. And like the reason we haven't done a lot of episodes lately is because I'm on the road all the time. Bill Kilgore is... This is Hate Sec. I'm Hate Sec, but you know that already because of the way that you got to this podcast. And so here's what I'm thinking, right? I release these podcasts, just putting them out in the air because I'm always on the road right now. I mean, Kilgore and I never have really an opportunity to have a recorded conversation. I mean, I could start recording these. Kilgore, if you want, like, I can just record some fucking phone calls, and that's how we can do Hate Radio for the rest of the spring anyway. So, yeah, so that's kind of the premise of this particular podcast in this particular format. I don't have any intentions or ambitions of leaving Hate Radio. This is just for me to get the Hate Radio out of my blood. Or maybe keep it in my blood. I don't think that's even an expression, but to keep that hate alive in my hateful little heart here when I can't be in front of a microphone at the desktop computer. At the very least, we have this to go by, right? I don't fucking know what the point of it is. Hate Radio has always just been about us having conversations and coming up with funny premises and kooky concepts, but never quite explaining the joke that seems to be just between Kilgore and myself. And, like, you know, maybe you guys get it. I don't know. People seem to get it because, all 14 of our listeners are with it. As you'd say, they're old souls. They get it. They're people who... get it. You can, just by that look in your eyes that I can't see, I know that you're getting it. You know, I can tell by the way you're perched forward in front of your floor model. It's not a radio anymore, but your podcast speakers where you set your dock, your little fucking, you plug your iPhone into that dock and it never seems to quite fit right, and there's that big gap around it because it was made for a different model phone than the one that you just stuck into it, but like we're all fucking poor, we don't want to buy this shit anyway because it's some little like gnarled up 6-year-old's fingers made it, and you can still see his tiny little fingerprints on it when you go to plug it in. And how could you buy more than one of those ever? Like, did you ever buy the iHome and you wanted another one because it was just that good? Like, man, when this iHome goes bad, I'd love to update it to the next iHome, the iHome 6. You know, this already feels kind of wrong because I need Kilgore. This isn't, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to talk about. The reason I'm doing this is not because Hate Radio has gone sour or anything. God knows there's still thousands of ideas knocking around that clattering shit show of a radio program that we do, a podcast that we do. Did you hear that sound? That was the sound of me hitting a rumble strip. Doing about 70 and a 55, coming around some turn and through the Great Smoky Mountains. I'm on my way to South Carolina. Like, I don't care if you hear this and you're from South Carolina. I really don't give a shit. I just feel sorry for you, but South Carolina is like the worst fucking state ever, okay? And I've you would think that based on my experiences, Tennessee would be pretty bad because I've had some pretty rough experiences in Tennessee. I've never had a good encounter with the police there. And yet somehow, just driving unabated down a South Carolina road is like worse than that for some reason. I don't know if it's the Confederate flags that I see on every fucking road, and it's like there are still black people driving around, so I don't really know what that means or what's your end game there. What is the point? I mean, I think it is, they're bitter that it was like year 2000 And they were still flying the Confederate flag on top of the South Carolina State House. And everybody was kind of like a faux pas. And I think some people complained and had that taken down. So now all these, like, you know, probably actually racist Southerners are like, there, I hit that rumble strip again. Can't stay off it. I think they still got a thorn in their side about that. They got a chip on their shoulder. They got a hair in their eye over that, having to take the flag down because it's, you know, their heritage, they say, or whatever. I don't, and there's the whole heritage, not hate. Okay, so it's your heritage, but you need a flat, like a t-shirt with like a Yosemite Sam on it to stipulate that this isn't hate, this is my heritage. Like, if you need that t-shirt, or you need that sign, heritage, not hate, to defend the flag, then, I mean, what is, like, what is it really worth, you know, flying that fucking thing? I really want to know. If you're listening and you've got the Confederate flag in front of your trailer, let me know. Because it seems like I only ever see them outside of trailer parks in, like, nice, very nice old log homes with perfectly cultivated yards. It's either a trailer park or this old fucking General Custer-looking place. Like, there's no in-between. There's no... I've never seen the Confederate flag flying in a suburb of Roanoke, Virginia, you know? Or fucking... I mean, I see them all over the suburbs of Asheville, but that's just... you know, people say Asheville's a hip place, and it's very progressive, and, you know, granted, you've got some dirty people laying around on the streets, some dirty white people. That's always a sign of a culture, right? Of a city with, like, modern culture is, like, if there's a dirty bearded white guy out there playing a piccolo. But, it's still a hateful fucking city. And... there's still a lot of big, tall trucks. People mighty proud of their trucks driving around Asheville. Okay, and those are narrow little streets, and you've got this moving fortress sitting up on these big-ass fucking wheels. You can hear the tires before you even hear the engine. That's how big the wheels are on these fucking things. You turn down the street, and you're like, what the fuck is that? Is that, like, the world's biggest fucking... pants unzipping right now, but it's actually somebody's giant Dodge 2500. A lot of and you know, a lot of those trucks, you don't just see it on these. I mean, what the fuck, man? Like, what are you doing? Like, there's no way your house is as nice as that truck is you're driving around. Okay, because I drive around here and I see where those trucks are parked. Okay, they're shiny. You can see the trailer reflecting perfectly off of the paint in these navy blue 2014 Dodge whatever Ram fucking things that people are driving. Ah, shit. This is also the problem with me doing the podcast by myself, is because I hate the sound of my own voice, and I'm just rambling and talking, and you're like kind of wondering if I'm ever going to come around to some kind of larger point, and I promise you right now, we're 8 minutes in, I'm not. Okay, if I was going to, you wouldn't have waited to almost the 9 minute mark to find out that I have something to say. Okay, I think it's pretty clear to both you and me that I have absolutely nothing to say. I will say this though, I feel like a fucking idiot lately. I've been smoking a lot of pot, and there's this new strain of weed. It's like relatively new that, you know, a new strain of weed doesn't mean they reinvented weed. It's like they put together one obscure strain that was probably an offshoot of another bonding of strains. And this particular strain is called Joe Rogan. Somebody, like, came up with the strain. It's a sativa. And they named it after old Joey Rogues, right? Who is, who really, in his show, he likes to talk about pot and the benefits of entheogens and all this stuff. But yeah, I feel like a fucking moron anymore. It's like, I don't know what my problem is. I feel like a fucking idiot. Like, the other day, I forgot the word for a screwdriver. It's like you know, it's got, it can have a star shape on the front, or it can be flat, and it's got a handle. It was like, my friend said, you mean a fucking screwdriver, dude? You want me to go find you a Do you want a Phillips or a flat? Like, I knew that that's what those were called, but I couldn't think of the word for fucking screwdriver. And, like, the other day, I wrote a song on the bass guitar, and I just deleted it. I was so happy with it. It was, like, the best take of anything I'd ever done. And I went to close the file out, and rather than saving it, I said, nah, don't save. Fucking delete it. I just worked really hard composing that. You know, I repeated it probably 20 times. And then deleted it. There was some piece of my brain, either I'm a fucking idiot, or there's a piece of my brain that just doesn't want me to have nice things. It's like, yeah, you worked really hard on that. Now let's fucking take that away. That's I do that all the time. I just wasted fucking $2,000 because of, like, how stupid I am. I'm, like, really feeling stupid lately. I'm worried that I drank lead or something. Like, I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure it comes back to this Joe Rogan, because ever since I started smoking this shit, I've been in a straight stupor, man. I'm just fucking stupid all the time. Like, stupid, stupid. Really just, I do dumb shit all the time. Like, I make things so much harder for myself than it needs to be. And I don't know if I'm, like, getting old early because I got a bad diet or something. I don't know what the fuck it is, man. But, I mean, well, look, I'm high right now, so... And I feel that way right now, and I usually only feel that way when I'm high, and I only make these mistakes when I'm high. So maybe I'm not dumb. Maybe I'm just, you know, I still get really high, and I just don't realize it, I think is what's happening. Because I feel like I'm developing a tolerance, but I'm not, man. I'm the same amount of stupid. It's just sometimes I can carry myself better, and I'm like, what happened? And I have to remember that I've just smoked a drug. A very, very good drug. So this is pretty much what I have in mind for how the podcast ought to go is I tell these little anecdotes and you get your at least you get half of what it was that you came for. Whatever the fix was that you needed, you're getting half of it right now, okay? And I'm more than comfortable if, like, Kilgore needs to do this too. Like, fucking, man. And then we're competing with each other, and it's this whole weird psychological thing, and it rips the website apart. This is the prophecy of HateSec 2016. No, I don't think that's going to happen. It would be weird if that did happen, but I really don't think that would ever happen. It almost in a sense feels like cheating on Hate Radio, but that's not the case. It's just I have to get this out of my system. It's more a testament to my love for Hate Radio because, like, that has been a thing. Like, you know, I just started doing it one night, and I knew that I needed to get Kilgore in on this shit, and he's always been on it from, like, the second episode on. So. Absolutely, this is really just a continuation of Hate Radio, unfortunately, without Kilgore today, because he's not, you know, here's another thing that I was thinking I might do is, like, start calling him, but I didn't want to just call him at random and be recording and, like, fuck with him, so the next episode of Hate Radio might actually be a phone call with me and Kilgore, or I'll start it off and say, okay, we're going to call Wild Bill now. Old Wild Bill HateSec and get Kilgore on the phone, since everybody knows we're the same person, and then do something like that too. So yeah, we can do that. And if there's anything that you'd like to hear old HateSec address, that would make it a lot easier on me to come up with content for this bullshit that you're listening to. It's all about content and generation and going viral. You make this go viral. That's your job. I just make it, and then you guys divide it up into 30-second clips on YouTube, and you get to make money off of it. And I just have to fucking sit here grooving on it, right? Because you figured out some kind of copyright loophole where I don't get what's coming to me. And you guys can make your fucking ads on YouTube and sharethis.org or whatever it is that you come up with to fuck with me. That's your job, all right? I'm just doing the fucking recording here. I'm just saying the words. I'm HateSec, and this is kind of Hate Radio, half Hate Radio. This is like we don't know how we feel about it, but we don't quite like it radio. This is a dislike radio, not hate radio. This is not a fan of it radio. With just hate sec minus the Kilgore, unfortunately. But I'll see about like just recording these together as I drive down the road. I'm sure he's totally cool with that, or I do it from the hotel room or whatever. And I can do this with a little more consistency, I feel like, if there's not all this, like, I have to record it, there has to be a format, and that whole thing, okay? So, I'm HateSec, and you go out there and enjoy this beautiful God-created morning at the same time as you're fucking yourself and thinking about it. There's another old Dixie Republic fucking merchandise store where you can buy your Southern oriented stuff. If you just is there a group of people that you hate and you don't know how to express it? Well, come down to the Dixie Southern Express and buy the things that are best said subtly. Okay, this is getting ridiculous. I gotta go. I don't have to go, but I'm gonna go because I don't want to fucking do this anymore. All right, I've given you 16 minutes. Jeez, it seems like these should actually be like a certain length, right? Like at least 30 minutes? Yeah, but only if I had something to talk about. I don't have anything to talk about. So, fuck that. Fuck that! We're not gonna do that. We're gonna just do it like this. I don't think Hank done them that way. Hank done them this way. And Hank probably hung up on a number of people in his day. And I'm about to hang up on you. So go fuck yourselves. I'm HateSec. This is Chronicle.su. And that's it. That's the HateSec All By Himself podcast.